Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
And my in-studio co-host and personal nurse, Elaine Connolly, is going to pick up where she left off.
Yeah, we were talking about governments hiding data. And in Canada, the number one cause of death is listed as unexplained. This so-called unknown cause is one of the top causes of death in most Canadian provinces and territories, and it is the number one killer in the province of Alberta. In Israel, a confidential meeting between officials from the Ministry of Health and top Israeli scientists claims that the main reason scientists and Big Pharma never notified Israeli officials about the safety issues from the vaccine is because of budget and staffing issues. Bottom line is their science has no science. And to answer this, basically, vaccines are not safe and they are not effective. He also, Steve Kirsch on Rumble, has information related to adverse events and more side effect information. Another article here is coming from Natural News. It talks about the UK government confirms that one in 310 boosted individuals died within 48 days of vaccination. And this is data published September 8th of 2020.
You notice that they publish that in Europe, but they won't publish it here. Like our CDC will not give you the numbers. VAERS will only give you 1 to 10%
correct,
of the actual numbers of the people that have died from that. And, you know, don't they, you say, well, don't they know that at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN? Yeah, they know it. Why won't they talk about it? Why will they let the people die? Well, all you have to do, folks, is follow the news and watch who. Every time there's a commercial, this commercial brought to you by Pfizer, right? Or Moderna, right? Go ahead.
Correct. Between January 1st of 2022 and May 31st of 2022, the vaccinated population accounted for 9 of every 10 COVID fatalities. There's another article here talking about the fact that Tesla, Elon Musk company, was involved with the development of the COVID-19 vaccination under the Operation Warp Speed. He worked with the Germany pharmaceutical company called CureVac to help develop the vaccines. CureVac is backed by Bill Gates. And most people, you know, think that Elon is a good guy, and when in fact he's just another globalist. And the last article I have about the COVID is the fact that Pfizer plans to hike the price of the COVID jabs by 10,000% next year in 2023 in order to take money from the government, which is our tax dollars, to fund other drugs that they want to put into their new drug program. It's very evident that the U.S. government is among Pfizer's biggest marketing vehicles, and because our government has purchased the most massive lots of the company shots used with our American tax dollars.
Let me ask you this. Look, do you think it's possible that the word is getting out that these people are dying left and right? Now, we have people that call us. I just got a letter from a guy that asked us to pray for him. He said he listened to, before he heard this radio program, he listened to his work. He went, he got the shot and a follow-up, and he says, now I'm dying a very slow, painful death. I wish I had never done that. But we get these letters all the time from people, and they're starting, the word is getting out. Look, don't take it. And we're seeing, you know, how many people in the military, the best and the brightest in the military, refused. Virtually most all of your Navy SEALs refused it. One-third of the Marine Corps refused it. So the best and the brightest were thrown out of the military. The best and the very brightest, because they were smart enough they were the brightest, not to take the kill shot. Now, if we know that it's not a vaccine, it is not a vaccine. It is a bioweapon. We know that, okay? It does not make the standards of a vaccine. Why is it they keep calling it a vaccine?
Well, because the fact that they are still attempting to keep on brainwashing people. But I think enough people have seen enough people die that, and they themselves, because I get the same phone calls. I'm sorry, I didn't know what I know now. I got an injection. What can I do? This is what's happening. And so they're starting to talk to each other. And on Facebook, I understand there's a couple sites on Facebook about died suddenly where people have been posting, you know, before and after pictures of various people that have died in their family and friends very suddenly.
So, and so this is it's growing. It's getting out whether they, it's out. People are finding out. They're wising up to this little by little there. So now.
And their own narratives working against them because they preach the fact that you needed these other boosters because these viruses mutate. So now we're how many years into this? And so we're giving a vaccine that is from a virus from the end of 2020?
So now if more and more people are refusing to take it, and Pfizer knows they're refusing to take it, so what do they do? They will just raise the cost up, like they said, 10,000%. And those who have jobs in the government, federal jobs, where they're forced or pressured to take that or by the woke corporations, they'll spend the big monies to keep their job, won't they?
Well, what's happening now and the latest podcast that I've been on is that they're going to now attempt, and there's research going on now with vaccine injections for cattle and pigs, you know, and our food sources with the mRNA. And so you're looking at contamination of our food supply unless you're buying organic meat.
Yeah, this is why so many of us go out to the Amish country and do our shopping out there.
Correct.
Yeah. All righty. And you're invited to go with us. A number of the people from the
Love
church
to.
Go out there every Wednesday we go.
Okay.
All righty. John in Minnesota, pledge of 77. Thank you, John. 888. Folks, the phones aren't ringing. Listen. We need to hear from you. We got to hear from you. We still need about 4,100 yet. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. United Nations considers trying to outlaw all fossil fuels on the planet, okay? Now, do you know what that would lead to? That would lead to starvation and the death of billions. But they say that these people are not necessary people anyhow.
We're useless eaters, according
that's
to George
right. Soros. They're not the... So here, the COP27 globalist gathering that recently took place in Egypt came with open calls for global phase-out of an eventual ban on all fossil fuels. We're going to have that problem here unless we get rid of what's in the White House. We got to get rid of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where this is to actually happen, billions of people would die. A tiny failing island in the South Pacific called Tuvalu. Ever heard of Tuvalu? Tuvalu. Made the proposition using the following quoted statement. We therefore unite 100 Nobel Peace Prize laureates and 1,000 scientists worldwide to urge world leaders to join this fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty to manage and just transition away from fossil fuels. This is a bunch of greedy people. These are Antichrist people, okay? And they all have investments in windmills or solar panels or other ways that it will not work. They're wealthy people who are guaranteed they're going to have enough food and clean water and clean food, and they're not going to be a part of the masses that are starving. They don't believe that the world needs Joe Sixpack out there, or, you know, they want to. This is all a part of what's happening here. The reason Joe Obama Biden, with his 87,000 IRS agents, Elaine, they want to completely eradicate the middle class.
Correct.
In America.
And the medium-sized businesses also.
Yeah. The woke corporations want to do away with all your mom and pop and your medium-sized businesses. You're right. One wonders, what does Tuvalu mean by the term just transition? In ending most human life on Earth, considered by the globals to be just a thing to do, because that is what eliminating the fossil fuel usage would do. Without fossil fuels, there would be no more fertilizer to grow food. Fossil fuels are essential not only to the economy, but also the continuity of civilization itself. The current global population is far too high to sustain with Stone Age era techniques of living and growing, catching food, and propagating. That is, that's where we're heading. And this is why people have to, first of all, folks, you got to keep us on the air so we can tell you these things. You're not going to hear this on NBC, ABC, CBS. Their job is to do what George Soros and the elite tell them to do. And if it causes you to perish, then that's okay. You're not important.
Well, and the solution is, you know, local within your community, and this is going to be one at the state level and the local and the community level, because the federal government can dictate all they want, but DeSantis is an example. There's some laws of the state of Ohio that also are not in keeping with what the CDC came out with about mandating COVID vaccinations for school children. All right. We already have an Ohio law on the books that basically parents can write a letter and your child can be exempted from vaccinations. You know, it's Ohio Revised Code, Section 3313.671. And that was put into law in October. It was a revised and more comprehensive law from October 15th of 2015. And the new Department of Health on the ODH website in Ohio, that director came out and said the CDC issuance has no bearing with the law in the state of Ohio. So you need to check your own constitution and look at the laws that are in your state related to school-age vaccination. Your college students are a different story, but you're dealing with universities then.
All righty, very good. You know, look, if parents cared for their children, would they write that letter and make sure they don't get the shot?
Correct. Well, bottom line is the parents can do it for reasons of in the state of Ohio, you can exempt your child for reason of conscience or and also religious convictions or from a medical slip from a physician.
I know that we've sent out many, many of the exemption forms for religious exemptions. A lot of them, and we've gotten a lot of good feedback on them. All right, Carl in Cleveland pledges $700. Thank you, Carl. Thank you. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Arizona State Representative-elect Austin Smith. In a victory speech, he said, what happened in Maricopa County is criminal. It is a criminal act done by criminals. Now, he won there. Get rid of these stupid Dominion voting machines now. The voting on Election Day was a complete disaster across the country, and especially in Arizona, where Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs is Secretary of State. She's the one that counts the votes. Arizona State Representative-elect Austin Smith went off last night in his victory speech. Well, not this is actually about 3 days ago. No, 4 days ago. What happened today in Maricopa County is absolutely criminal. There you go. What do you have on the COVID?
I don't have anything more on COVID other than what I just told you. They're still trying to push the vaccines. I know when people are going into the drugstores, if they have head colds, the pharmacists are encouraging them to take a medication called Paxlovid, and that it's they're telling the people that it is an antiviral, and basically that's what it's being marketed as. But it's being used under emergency use authorization as the pharmaceutical company's replacement for ivermectin. The Paxlovid, again, is emergency use authorization, and there's stuff in there that you don't really want to put in your body.
All right, very good. You know what? Let's hear from that. Let's hear from the lady, and I forget her name, the one who.
Okay, so I had sent Pastor a clip from Leigh Dundas, D-U-N-D-A-S, and she's an attorney in California, and she's basically a Christian patriot, and she's fighting left and right, you know, in California for our freedoms.
Let's play that clip. This is the one on the woman who's telling about this is the mountain or the hill that we die on.
Human rights attorney Leigh Dundas, some years ago, two men sat at a table discussing the most effective way to usher in war. Their decision after discussion was to close non-essential businesses and further quarantine certain members of society to prevent the spread of disease known as typhus. These men's names, Joseph Goebbels and Adolf Hitler. You think you're special. I am here to tell you, you are not. You are the new Fourth Reich. And I have news for you today. We will not be locking down or taking funding over RSV, which 90% of children contract before the age of two, and only 100 to 500 a year die, which is a 0.00000472813 death rate. It is 0.41%. Let me add a little bit here. Your whole meeting today was unlawful under the COVID section, the government sections. Our governor's executive order that allowed you to suspend notice of meeting was specific to COVID, and your agenda item is specific to respiratory syncytial virus. Therefore, under the government code, you are still bound to notice requirements. An emergency under the government code section is defined as crippling activity or other activity which severely impairs public health and safety. And let me tell you, folks, a 0.00000047814% death rate is nowhere near an emergency. You will not get more blood money into this county. You will not get more state or federal funding for our hospitals. This is not an emergency. To do so is fraud. You will not mask us like she just talked about doing. You will not quarantine the well or the sick. You will not keep our kids out of school. And damn right, you're not going to cripple our businesses anymore. Do you hear me? We will never lock down again. This is the hill we die on because this is America. This is the Constitution of America. And this is freedom.
And did she say frickin', you know?
Yeah.
That frickin', is frickin' allowed? Frickin', I hear frickin', I'm not sure frickin's allowed, but I didn't hear that before, okay? Anyhow, so Carol in Uniontown, PA, pledges 50. And so right now we're at about 3,300. We need 3,300. Okay.
Well, in Washington, we know that we don't have good representation from the people that are supposed to be representing us, such as Kevin McCarthy, you know, McConnell, Lindsey Graham. But on Chuck Schumer, let's see, November 14th, basically said on CNN that he was meeting with the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, to convince Republican senators to ditch MAGA Republicans in their party. And he talks about maintaining a democracy. We do not live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. And every time I hear, you know, this whole America is a democracy, it is not. But then Schumer says, I'm afraid of the MAGA. They're trying to ruin our democracy. So we're making them nervous, which is good. And then the other thing that happened was the Washington Post, when President Trump was in office, and even now, They had a fact checker checking out some of the statements that he made. Well, guess what? On Washington Post is basically dumping their presidential fact checker database for Biden. And the reason they're doing that is because you can't fact check some of the following.
I know.
He says that he was a former UN ambassador, and they were arrested in South Africa attempting, and he was involved with Nelson Mandela. On two occasions, he's had false claims against a truck driver who struck and killed his first wife and his young daughter at the time. And then he also talks about the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan, that nobody ever advised him against it when two top generals said that they did under oath. And then he also talked about his son, Bo, who died in Iraq when he actually died brain cancer 6 years after returning home. So, I mean, he can't even get the price of gas right in the United States, you know, with inflation.
Well, not only that, but he talked about corn pop, you know.
Right, exactly.
And you know, this guy, it's just amazing. I mean, he's amazing. So, anyhow, also he was talking about how he used to work with the civil rights marchers. He was involved in Ku Klux Klan people. Some of his best friends were in the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. Well, you know, he apparently lived a century ago also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, already we got to give the numbers out, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673.
What I want to say to everybody is basically there is no safe vaccine out there. All right, they're planning on putting the mRNA into all of the childhood vaccinations, okay, over the next 6 months to 7 months. And the three flu shots that are out there, there are actually two of them. The first one is Flublok, and that does have cellular DNA from a continuous insect cell line that was derived from a fall armyworm. So this is not something that, you know, that you want a flu block to put in your body. None of these flu shots have been evaluated for cancer causing or impairment of fertility. The other type of flu shot there is Fluzone. There's a regular dose, and then they consider a high dose. Depending on whether you're getting a single injection in a syringe or it's coming from a multi-dose vial, you could be injecting formaldehyde, and you most certainly are injecting polyethylene glycol. And the multi-dose vial for the Fluzone also has mercury in it.
Wow.
So you have a God-given immunity, and your body can handle the organisms that are in the environment. You just have to be sensible with hydration and what you're eating, and avoiding high fructose corn syrup and processed sugar, which is like poison for your body.
For years and years and years and years and years and years, we've been telling people here about Bill Gates, about the depopulation movement here in the world, that they're using these things to kill people off. We've mm-hmm. told about how, but it seems like The people out there just really can't wrap their head around it, that people are that evil, that wicked, that they actually want to depopulate the planet. I mean, it's hard for many people out there. You talk to them, Joe Sixpack will look at you like, what? Okay, I mean, they just don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. But, you know, as people are calling me across the country, asking me about this and asking me about that, you know, I am providing, you know, the information to them to understand that this is just didn't happen overnight. You know, there's been a lot of groundwork laid. What we thought was true is not. And all the lies, you know, are basically out there. So I'd like to give out my phone number. If people have questions, it's 440-478-4073. Again, it's 440-478-4073. If you have questions, give me a call. I'd be happy to send you to the right resource.
We want to give that number out often tonight, too, because you see what happens is They're going to call me asking for your number.
I understand.
And this is why I'm going to have you give that number out more so they don't have to call me looking for your number. Okay. All right. Stephen D'Antuono, the FBI agent that was in charge, he was the one who headed the Whitmer January 6 probes, okay? And he's also the one that was in charge of raiding President Trump's house, invading his house, breaking into it. And so here, this guy who the Governor Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, he was in charge of this. Also, there were a group of rogue agents called the Dirty 30, FBI agents, okay? He was in charge of the Capitol 6 riot. You know, he's set to retire. He wants to get out at the end of this month before the Republicans' party takes the House and is likely to, to increase scrutiny to those probes. So an internal FBI memo written by FBI Director Chris Wray and circulated on social media revealed that D'Antuono will be retiring at the end of the month from his role as Assistant Director of the Bureau's Washington Field Office to be replaced by Agent David Sundberg. Now, do you think that Stephen D'Antuono, if he starts, when the pressure goes on and looks bad for him, would start rolling over on some of those above him, saying how, yeah, I got my orders were right from Merrick Garland, my orders were to go out and do these things, right?
Yeah, there's more and more whistleblowers coming forth.
And so they wanted him out of there as quick as they can get him out, huh?
Well, wait and see what happens with him in the next couple months.
Prior to handling or heading up the January 6th investigation, D'Antuono was in charge of the Bureau's investigation into the alleged plot of kidnapping Michigan Governor Whitmer. Two of the defendants in the case were acquitted amid allegations that the FBI had effectively entrapped them into taking part in the plot. Two others initially received mistrials before being convicted in a second trial. They fixed it. I mean, it was just corrupt as corrupt gets, okay? They had to get some kind of conviction. Early this year, it became known that D'Antuono had been promoted to the Washington office director. Texas Senator Ted Cruz at that time called the news astonishing, didn't he? Yeah, I can see. All right, we have Carol in Levittown, PA, pledges 50. Arlene in San Diego pledges 20. Thank you, thank you. And so we're running, well, let me see, how much time do we have? We have approximately 22 minutes left, and I think we still got to get about 3,200, I believe. About 3,200 and 22 minutes to do that, huh?
Okay. Pastor, I have an article here I want to read, and it's called The Message to the Unvaccinated. The author is unknown. It says, even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen, even from partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best of humanity. They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone and believed that they were the only ones. Banned from their families' tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, and they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we know who are the best on planet Earth. Women, men, old, young, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated and now those awakening, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, Commandos, Green Berets, and geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who have ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. You are God's chosen.
Very good. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, please, 888-281. Call during the break. Call 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We still got to raise $3,000. Be right back.
Wow.
Our colonial fathers showed us the way. Let the battle for freedom that guides us today. Our spirit lives on in true America. Answer the call, protect and defend. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Every time I hear children say the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm reminded there's no price too high for freedom. To keep America first, last and forever. Stand our ground, fighting together. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm a patriot, color me red, white, and blue. Fellow patriots, America's counting on you. And I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. What's right? As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die. Live on my knees.
All righty, we're back. And Lulu in Texas pledges 40. Harold in Illinois pledges 150. Gail in Boston pledges 200. And Marlene pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. We're down to about 16 minutes left, and I didn't see Jeannie in Georgia. Jeannie in Georgia, how much? Wow, Jeannie in Georgia pledges 500. Thank you, Jeannie in Georgia. Already. So that means we're down to about somewhere in the area of about 2,500 or we need, right? Somewhere in that area, about 2,200, I think, closer to, maybe 23, right? We'll find out in a minute. But anyhow, we don't have that much time left. Here, video captures illegal electioneering for Fetterman and Shapiro in Philadelphia. So Project Veritas has it all on video. You know, I mean, they've got these people out there at the polls electioneering, you know, telling people this is who you're going to vote for. You need to vote for them right at the polls. They're not supposed to be there. They're supposed to be so many feet away from the front doors and that. They're right inside.
Well, they also had ballots that were already filled out and just asking people to sign them.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry. Remember, you're a non-believer or you're a, what is it, what do they call it, a election, what is the reference to us now that Biden is calling us the denier? You're a denier.
Oh, I thought I was a semi-fascist.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. A lot of you didn't even know that you were until Joe Obama told us, right?
Right.
All right. Here you go. The Brazil update. Massive gatherings continue as people protest the socialists stealing their election. They probably sent some Democrats down there to show them how to do it, okay? In Brazil, and you've got, wow, you've got, look at this, the thousands and thousands of people that came out. It looks like 500,000 people there.
Yeah, there's probably, you know, close to 20,000 people in the streets, and they're in the streets every day.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot more than that. I mean, I'm looking at this. That looks closer to 500,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the tractors there, and they're protesting, because they know, like we know here, their election was stolen, just like ours was.
Dominion machines.
Yeah, the Dominion machines were working hard in Brazil. All righty. And that's right, folks. Let me tell you, Mr. Joe Obama Biden, you're a truth denier. You're a truth denier. All righty. It looks like Gene in Georgia pledges. Oh, yeah, we got that 500. Thank you, Gene. Okay. So we've got now. Let me see. 1, 2, 10. I've got 14 minutes. 14 minutes left. 14 minutes left, folks. We gotta hear from you. We got to make our goal. Now, it's worse than we thought. Detroit election officials signed 2020 contract to use China-linked Konec systems to mass scan absentee ballots and check ballot signatures, okay? And here, there you go. And they've got a video of it. During the hearing in the Third Circuit Court of Michigan, Judge Kenny repeatedly berated Anthony D. Hartman and allowed the defense lawyer David Fink to go off on political rants about the right-wing fever dreams and election deniers. There you go. Around 3-hour mark, Attorney Fink accused Hartman of racism, despite the fact the lawsuit was filed by Christine Caramo, who is a black female conservative running for Secretary of State in Michigan. Outrageous Michigan NAACP president pulls race card on black GOP. Detroit election consultant Chris Thomas explained that during the hearing how mailed absentee ballot signatures were verified. When Hartman asked how Detroit verifies signatures on ballots emailed to military overseas, Judge Kinney blew up at him. You know, they buy these judges. These judges are, you know, they're bought and paid for. These are Soros, you know, appointed prosecutors that end up being judges.
Right.
Okay, what do they call those things in the Bible that they sell themselves? They call them the goah, a whoring.
Okay. Mm.
And the Bible calls them whores, huh?
Right.
Is the Bible right?
Bible's always right.
God never gets it wrong, does he?
No.
All right, let me see, where are we at? Now, okay, we need 2,200 short of our goal tonight, and we have, let me see, Sue in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Sue. And now we have 11 minutes. We have 11 minutes. We have, what did I just say, 2,100?
Well, you just got 100, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, 2,000 then. Mm-hmm. We've got, we've got to get $200 a minute.
Sounds like.
And so, no, wait, that would be, yeah, we got to get $200 a minute in, folks. All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We won't leave here until we get it. We have to make our goal, right?
Right.
Are we Christian soldiers?
All the time, forever.
We got to stay here, folks. We got to get our goal. Don't keep us here all night, right? Actually, we can only stay till midnight because mm-hmm. that's when everything shuts down. We can't take calls after midnight, can we?
No, we cannot.
Okay. All righty. We need to hear from you. Corporatocracy. That's a new word. Okay.
Yeah, they're creating all of these words that don't make any sense.
New study from Harvard, PhD, finds Google shifting votes on a massive scale. No kidding. It's no secret that Google is the world's largest search engine with more than 9 billion searches daily. YouTube is arguably the second largest search engine and is not technically a search engine with 81% of U.S. adults using it. Because of this extensive reach, it was reassuring that the company included the term don't be evil in this code of conduct since its inception in 2000. However, in 2018, the phrase was quietly removed, and things have turned ugly. Enter Dr. Robert Epstein. Epstein supported Joe Biden in the 2020 election, but with a welcomed nonpartisan mindset, he also has found that the world's leading search engine have deliberately shifted as many as 6 million votes for basement Biden on November 3rd. There you go.
Yeah, artificial intelligence, here we come.
Yep. And so, now here, and this is the guy that supported him, okay? The Gateway Pundit has previously reported on some of Dr. Epstein's work on Google and censorship and manipulation of information, especially regarding elections. But now Epstein is tracking Google's activities using what he calls ephemeral experiences, which are exposures to short-lived content that impacts people and then disappears, leaving no trace. In other words, something like a YouTube video that pops up under suggested videos. Never, ever click those on changing the top-ranked results on Google search.
Well, curious last name, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Boy, we have a whole lot. Boy, a whole lot to report on, don't we? One of the things that that people don't know is this, that breaking now collapse FTX crypto slush fund laundered Ukraine donation money to Democratic candidates to help rig midterms. So, in other words, this FTX crypto slush fund, run by now disgraced Sam Bankman-Fried and his MIT colleagues, laundered money for Ukraine into nearly $40 million worth of campaign donations. And so here people...
That was actually your tax dollars that were turned into crypto.
Yeah. Donations in 2022 midterm elections. Over the last year, Joe Biden and the Democrats have pushed through well over $50 billion in funding for Ukraine using U.S. taxpayer money. Internationally, over $100 billion has been donated to Ukraine, according to DVACS.com, which has compiled worldwide donation and grants to the Ukrainian cause. There you go. I mean, there's nothing that they won't do. I mean, they're entirely, completely, 110% corrupt. It's just, there's nothing that the Democratic Party is involved in that is not illegal or not corrupt.
Well, and the Ukraine country itself, you know, is the money laundering site, you know, for the cabal money. So that's where they're basically got to keep that open and you know, everybody else out of that area.
Folks, we are 2,000 short still. We've got to hear from you. We got to do it. It's we got approximately 6 minutes left. The phones are not ringing. I can't see them ringing. I don't see anything's happening right now. 888-281-1110. We have been on the air now 50 years. We have never compromised, never compromised. We bring you stories like this one. Blocking connection made between, or shocking connection made between Hunter Biden, Ukraine biolabs, and reported origin of COVID pandemic in Wuhan. This is an article by J.D. Hayes. And, of course, you're not going to get this. I mean, they will not report this in the fake news media because they're totally in the Communist Party corner.
And all of the biolabs in the Ukraine were the result of our own National Institutes of Health and Anthony Fauci.
So, actually, America under the Democrats have become the evil empire, huh?
Yep.
And they hate Trump because Trump was trying to undo that.
Well, he recognized what was going on, so he was, and that's part of his world travels when he became president, was to try and figure out around the world, you know, who were the patriots, you know, for freedom and who were not.
888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. We're running out of time. 888-677-9673. We don't have a lot of time left tonight. We still got a lot of money to raise, so folks, give us a call here. And let me just read this very quickly. A stunning connection has been made between first son Hunter Biden and Biolabs Ukraine, as well as Wuhan, China. The latter reported the origin of the COVID-19 by a former top-rated co-host, Jack Maxey, who starred alongside former top Trump political advisor Steve Bannon on their War Room pandemic podcast, revealed an alleged connection between Biden and Metabiota. Oh, I've heard about them before, mm-hmm. Okay, which is linked to Ukrainian biolabs and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in the Chinese city of that name. Okay. Maxey based his findings on some of the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop, as well as further research he personally conducted. While Maxey had been talking about these connections for some time, this story has mostly been largely overlooked. I wonder why, huh?
Yep.
All right. Elaine, give your number out again for you folks that want more information on the COVID and all the things we're talking about here. G's the nurse that knows. So,
and I've been helping people find new doctors in their area because their doctors are failing them, and also information about things needed related to vaccinations and exemptions. So my number is 440-478-4073. It's 440-478-4073. Yes. Paxlovid, P-A-X. Paxlovid, P-A-X, I believe it's L-I-V-I-D. Paxlovid.
All right, very good. Don't you dare take that, Craig.
If you do put it in Google, it'll come up.
Okay. All righty. Very good. Folks, how much time do I have? All righty. We're down at that time where we are. We're going to be here till about midnight. We have to be here about midnight, okay? We have to hear from you. Now, we are way short of our goal, so I am going to pledge $1,000. I'm going to pledge $1,000, okay? Right now, Doers of the Word Baptist Church will pledge $1,000. We need someone to match it. I need someone to match that $1,000, and you got to do it within a few minutes. Okay, you've got to do it within a few minutes. $1,000. Listen, we put our money where our mouth is, and boy, my mouth's been all over, you know, tonight. And folks, we need all the help we can get. Stay on the air. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110.
Bob Francis event.
Pardon?
Bob Francis event.
Okay. I'll let you do that.
Okay. For those of you that are in Northeast Ohio, Citizens for Free Speech, there's going to be a conservative talk show host, Bob France, is going to be at Liberty Valley Church on Wednesday, November 16th from 6:45 to 9 p.m. That's November 16th. This is Wednesday this week. Doors open at 6 p.m. And it's basically he's going to be talking about the Great Reset and what the elites have planned for you. You can register at citizensforfreespeech.org/Ohio. citizensforfreespeech.org/Ohio.
All right, folks, we're at that time every night that we get to. And again, we talk about what really matters. And everything we've talked about tonight someday will be totally forgotten. There's only one thing that will not be forgotten, okay? And that is your standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're either saved or you're lost, folks. There's no in-between. And for you folks out there listening to me, if you have not made that commitment, you see, God's word, the Bible, is infallible. It is extremely accurate. You can count on it. Over 1,800 prophecies made over 6,000 years. They've come to pass exactly when, exactly how, precisely. Only an extreme intelligence that created the universe could do these things. Now, when that extreme intelligence tells you that there's only one way to the Father, there's only one way out of the lake of fire, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, that's exactly what he means. And what you need to do, you really need to do this, you need to call upon the name of the Lord, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. Repentance is absolutely necessary, absolutely necessary. And once you've done that, then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. You ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, folks. You got to be all in. That's what he wants. He says you got to be all in, okay? And if you do that, if you'll trust in him, then you will become a new creature, a new believer, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, a child of God, and you'll be on your way to eternal life. And you know what? You'll be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and it don't get any better than that. No one has ever regretted receiving Christ as a Savior. Today, whether you're in heaven or hell, there are no unbelievers. They're all believers, folks, even in heaven, and especially those in hell, they believe. So you don't want to be the latter. You don't have to be. God gives you, God is a very merciful God. He gives you the way out. He tells you very clearly what you have to do. So don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. You don't have to do that. I want to say very quickly that we have Mike in Toledo pledges 100. John in Dallas pledges 40. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John. We're going to be here till midnight. We got to hear from you. Folks, to stay on the air, to keep bringing you. We have 1 week out of the month, which is actually less than 10 hours do I have to raise enough money. You know, I need a huge amount. And by this time next month, I've got to raise $66,394 to keep bringing you the programs that we're bringing you. So, okay, where are we at? We are out of time. So until tomorrow, we want to say, good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. The southern border is wide open. and we have to tell the world about it. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working over the last year to have a one-of-a-kind documentary all about the drugs, the guns, the crime, the criminals that are flowing across the southern border. Our team at Turning Point USA has been working so hard on this through amazing frontline footage that shows the Border Patrol agents, shows people crossing the border, the illegal drug trade, the economic and societal fallout that illegal immigration has on the United States. Every single state is a border state. And we here being headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, want the rest of the country, want you all across America to see what we are living through in Arizona. It's a one-of-a-kind docuseries available exclusively on salemnow.com. That is salemnow.com. You guys will see the porous southern border wide open and what we can do to solve it. If you want to learn about the border, this is your opportunity. Brought to you by Turning Point USA, available at salemnow.com.